Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now we're going to turn to our industry review. It's a new year, and whilst we get over the dry January and the coming back after Christmas and all that, one positive thing that is on the horizon for most of us is that we get to reset our annual leave. But what to do with that annual leave when we're planning the year ahead? Well, three people who know a thing or two about all of that join me in studio now to make sense of just where the travel sector is at in Ireland right now and what Irish travel makers are choosing for 2025. I'm delighted to welcome Martin Skelly, Managing Director of Navan Travel, also Mary McKenna, Managing Director of Tour America, and Paul Hackett of Click and Go and Vice President of the Irish Travel Agents Association. Folks, you're very welcome. Thank you very much for coming in to us this morning.
Thanks. Lovely to be here.
Good morning.
Now, we've got so much to get through, but I want to talk to you about your individual businesses because they're all so different, really. And Martin, I might start with you, please. You started in the travel industry back in the 1970s and you run Navan Travel, which I take is a family business.
Yes.
You must have seen quite the amount of changes over the years. Maybe tell us how you started and what you've seen.
Yeah, it's such a vibrant industry. The one thing you know is there's never a dull day in travel. Everything changes. It's dynamic. And when I look back on what we did a few years ago, when I started in the business, our business centred around writing airline tickets to Britain and Europe and boat and train tickets to Britain and Europe and booking package holidays from brochures and flights that left on Saturday and Sunday only. That has nothing to do with what we do now. You mentioned at the introduction that, you know, people are planning for the year, and I see a role very much now as helping people do that planning, because really, and I read an article by Melanie May in the Times in the last week, and she was talking about 2025 and the top travel trends, and one of them is stress-free planning.
Mm.
And that's really what our job is now.
In relation to travel, right?
Yeah, and in relation to holidays. And one of that's our job now, very much stress-free planning, because there's an overload of choice. And there has to be somebody that can navigate their way through that with their customers in mind. So when we think, like, the fundamentals for our business is value for money, but value for money isn't about price. It's about the stress-free planning. It's about accountability. It's about being there for our customers. When the phones ring, we answer them.
Mm.
People can walk into our offices and, you know, whether, but it's so important, I think, for Irish holidaymakers as an island nation that they deal with an Irish company. Naturally, I'd love it was all me, but practically, it's actually the key thing is that they deal with an Irish company, because we have a shop door in some form to the public. We answer the phones, we respond to emails, and we live in the communities and we're accountable to the people that we meet. And that's a hugely important part of our business. So when you see what has changed, a bit of what we sell, but the basics really never change.
And it's funny because I remember growing up, you know, the local travel agent was such an important part of the community. And in January in particular, you'd rush up to get the brochure and plan where you were going. And used to do that because of necessity, because there was no other way really to plan your travel or book things like your ferry tickets or your plane tickets. But now actually people are still choosing to do that. It's not by default, it's by design, and it's because they take the stress out. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and I'll give you an example, a very practical example. We run a tour operation on the Camino in northern Spain, and we branded with called youwalk.ie, and we send thousands of people each year walking the Camino. So what we provide a service, we meet them, we move the bags, we book pre-checked accommodation. Yesterday, for example, Ryanair cancelled a number of flights. At 7:30 yesterday evening, our team were working on it. At 7:30 this morning, our team were working on it. Before most customers know, we will have alternatives set up and done for them. We'll have changed transfer times. We'll have changed dates where necessary. And that's all kind of happens under the waterline.
Mm.
And that's the way we do business. That's a key part of, I think, what accountability in business is about. And I think the Irish travel industry offer that to our customers. And that's part of the stress-free planning.
Mary, you run Tour America. You're managing director there. How did Tour America start?
Well, I feel a bit like Martin. I go back a long way. I started 30 years ago, actually in October, from my sitting room. But travel is in my DNA. So my dad was in travel. Unfortunately, he died a very young man. He was only 55. But I, like Martin, remember him writing tickets at home. Yeah. And I was in the airline business as well. I actually have a pilot's license. I've never flown a plane. So travel is definitely...
Sorry, you have a license?
I worked in an airline at 23. I ran with five other duty managers a charter airline. It was amazing experience because I made decisions that no 23-year-old, and I started my first day in work and I didn't get out till 3 days later. So I have certainly got a work ethic and so I know what hard work is. So I started my business from my sitting room 30 years ago with absolutely no money. I had a great idea. I'd done my marketing intelligence. I built a business. I lived within
my means. What was your idea back then?
Well, I loved travel. I lived in the States. And I always, just as a person, I always thought, I can do things different. I want to try this. I want to try that. And I was very restricted in every company I worked in. So I had loads of ideas. I'm full of energy all the time. And so I just thought, very simple, get the right people, get the right price. I got really great deals and I really did get a great team around me. And I started in a terrible little office. We were broken into every Saturday night. We were so poor. And I built a business and I've learned the hard way. And I have a company now that I completely love that. And I've always loved it. It's very hard work. I've had
a multi-award-winning company.
Yeah, but you know what? It's like I want to reflect on what Martin said. It is about customer service. So there's two things that are really important. The two secrets of life that I've learned. Take care of your staff. Get the best. Reward them on customer service. And love your customer. And we love our customer.
What type of customer do you have?
So we have a very loyal customer, actually, because we really, really, really care. So we have a net performing score, which is scored after our customer comes back. So we don't ask them to rate us when they book. Rate us when you come back. What can we learn? So we have a net performing score of 83. I wish it was 100. But like Martin was saying, you know, we are accountable when an airline loses a bag. And also, I was just looking at my emails last night, 24-hour service we offer. And I saw a client saying, oh, bad weather in New York, I think it is. And again, you know, we are there working behind the scenes.
And is that the difference, Mary? Like when you say you're accountable, are you contactable? Is that
so 24 hours?
A different thing to if I've booked all of this trip myself, it's on me. If Ryan here had booked that last night, getting to the Camino now is on me.
Well, a really good example is, to be quite honest with you, how good a job we did during COVID. All right. For 2 years, everyone around this table had to work with no income coming in. And our staff had to go in every day and deal with customers. And that's because you could not get through to an airline. We were rebooking. We were talking to customers. So what we do, one, I think really important, our customer trusts us. We really take care of them and we care and we get really good deals. OK, because we get deals with the airline, so you don't have to pay in full. So a lot of people say, oh, what's the difference between the internet and booking with you? There's a massive difference. First of all, your money's protected. You know, there's no scams going on. There's only 200 of us. We're absolutely really good. We all know each other. We all compete with each other, but we're all very professional. And I'm very proud of customer service. And I think our industry does a very good job on that.
Paul, you founded Click and Go back in 2010, I think it was. Correct. How did that start for you? And what is your offering? Because I'm trying to get a sense of how everyone is different here around the table.
So it was my second startup. And it was the time when the charter business for holidays was really declining. And we were seeing that the scheduled airlines were moving into the sun holiday routes more so than the city routes. So it was an opportunity for us to kind of pivot where the market was going. And that was where Click and Go came from. And very much like what Martin and what Mary have said, it is all about customer service.
So we always want to go into the travel agency.
Oh, always. Yeah. Like when I was a kid, I was organising the family holiday. When I was looking after the neighbours' holidays, I was like obsessed with brochures, obsessed with travel. My thesis in college was on travel. My first job was in travel in 89. And like, I'll be carried out in a box. It's just that sort of industry. Mm. It's in your blood. And it's passion. And I think you can hear it from what Mary and Martin are saying. And that's reflected right across the industry. We are, you know, really passionate about what we do. And what we do is all around the customer. Like every travel agent in this country can talk about customer service and how good their customer service is. Because it is very easy for the consumer to do directly themselves online or booking directly with different providers, everything that we offer. So we have to be better than DIY. We have to say to the consumer, value your time. Let us take the stress away. We'll manage the payment piece. We'll make it easy. We'll use our knowledge and we'll get you a better deal than you can do it yourself. Mm. And then you have all the financial security. So if the consumer's doing it themselves, they're going to have to pay in full for the flights at the time they book, not with a travel agent. If anything goes wrong, it's one call to get it fixed, as you've heard today. And that's how it works. I had friends of mine yesterday, their work schedule changed. They're due to travel at the end of the month. They needed to change. It's clearly uninsurable, but we could sort it for them because the accommodation was movable and we'll just do a date change on the flights. So the travel industry, I think some consumers think, what's the reason for booking with a travel agent when I can do it myself? It's service, it's value for money, it's finding the best deals, and it's just making it altogether much better experience for you. And why bother doing it yourself? Like, you have better things to be doing in your life.
And it's back to what Martin said at the very outset here is, like, people just want a more stress-free experience from the get-go, really, and a bit of comfort while they're on their holidays that they don't have that. Maybe, Martin, could we talk a little bit about the type of holidays that people are now booking in 2025? Because I'm guessing you're not just servicing Navan anymore. You're
no.
of a wider market.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any trends that you kind of notice?
Like, we see our market now as Paul and Mary, as Ireland, all of Ireland, the island of Ireland, north and south of the border. And we have customers from all over Ireland and occasionally from outside it. So what are customers looking for? Apart from the planning and the value for money, which is obvious, people search for something very specific. So we look in advance with particular suppliers and we kind of get a feel for what the inquiry levels are and what's going. So we would approach, for example, a cruise company that are doing, we'll say, a particular program around the Mediterranean or in the Caribbean or whatever it is. And we'll negotiate deals with them for a particular product and we'll advertise and market that. Now, it mightn't be everybody's cup of tea at that particular time, but it reflects what we do, that we're talking to our suppliers all the time, what's in demand, what are the customers looking for nationally and internationally? We look for where we can get the deals to fulfill that need. And then we offer it usually at a group rate or a discounted rate.
And are people getting more niche in their choices?
Absolutely. And we find that, I think, all the time that people come in. Some people come in and say, I want to go somewhere and somewhere nice. And, you know, but very often you drill down through that and we talk to people and we have really good staff because the key thing is, as Mary said, it's about having the right people. And I listen to the team working and they have empathy. They kind of get what people want. If it's a family, where have you been before? What do you like? What do you like to happen around you? And they have a feel. And again, most of them have families. They've been on family holidays. So they have a feel for the type of thing that the customer wants. Mm. And usually, much like prior to people coming in, we will have the deal set up on that because there is a certain repetitiveness about what happens. So we have a kind of a touch and feel for what customers...
So the individuality and the experience.
Yeah, the individuality and the experience, yeah. And it's the people to deal with that and understand it and to do the follow-up and give them time to think and come back and say, what do you think? Was there anything that you think needs to be refined? Do the days suit you? And like, we find quite often people say things like, well, are your kids going to the Gaeltacht? Are they going away during the summer? Have they training camps? Have you considered that? And very often they say, well, July is free. And then they look and say, well, actually, July isn't free.
Yeah, now, so more
they could have easily done that on their phone on a Friday night.
360 view of their lives rather than just the holiday.
So, but the fact that they're asked the question prompts the answer and the thinking.
One of the things that Martin mentioned there, Mary, was cruises. I think I'm the only person on the planet who hasn't yet been on a
Shame
cruise.
Shame on you.
I was thinking exactly the same.
Shame on you.
It becomes so popular.
Look, I started cruise. So I've three brands, Tour America, Cruise Holidays and the Travel Suite, which is high-end holidays. But Cruise Holidays, I started after September the 11th because my business went overnight, registered Cruise Holidays, trademarked Cruise Holidays.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I saw all these specials coming in on cruises. And I have to say, all right, and you know, there's a holiday for everyone, but cruises are really great value because they're floating five-star resorts, really. They include all your meals, all your entertainment. Every morning you pull your curtains or whatever lovely expensive blinds that are there and you're in a different country and it's fantastic and there's loads of different cruise companies. And in particular, the expertise travel agents have on cruises is very important because there's a cruise for different people. If you're families, it's, you know, MSC, Royal Caribbean, Princess. But if you're a couple, like, I don't know, if you're into fine dining, for example, you might like Celebrity. Or
I don't know why you're looking at me.
Well, because I'm actually thinking you're my potential customer here. But I've just come back from one. Oh, my goodness, I was blown away. Now, I'm very fortunate. We're all very lucky. We're in a great job. But I get to see a lot of the product. And for me, I like to touch and feel different things and then share the experience, really honest. But Explorer Journeys is one of the luxury brands of MSC Cruises, and it's all suite class, and it is the most beautiful ship. It's only got 800 or 900 people on, and it is out of this world, and it's around wellness and well-being. Mm. And you look like that type of person, are you?
I need something wellness driven, all right.
But it's a great holiday, and we're seeing huge trends around that. And in particular, you've got to remember, Ireland is the second wealthiest country in Europe after Luxembourg. So people are looking to really create these amazing memories. So there is a demand for that generational holiday where they're taking, grandparents are taking their families away. And that's what I'm seeing a lot of.
Are you?
Yeah.
And what is there an average spend there that you'd see?
Well, it really depends. Okay. So there's a spend for everyone. So, for example, I just came back last week from Tenerife, OK, and the weather was terrible here. I went down to the Bahia del Duque, which is a resort and breakfast is included. And it was beautiful weather, 22 degrees, right on the beach, 430 rooms. You know, I was in a villa. It's a little private pool. So you can go from a room to a villa, but it depends on your budget. But there's something for everyone's budget. But cruises are very good value. So you could get a cruise for 7 nights in the Med in around June for $7.99. Includes all your meals and entertainment.
I'm going. Paul, I was looking in your notes and some of the figures on the cruises are just extraordinary. The repeat rates are close to 90%.
Yep.
But what
yep.
really shocked me was the average age yep. now of cruise holidaymakers is 49. I haven't quite hit that yet, but thank you for not laughing. But the demographic, is yeah. that because there's lots of children on it now when you're bringing the elderly things?
No, it genuinely is the age profile of the consumer is coming down. And I think like the key thing there is what you touched on, the repeat rate. The repeat rate is high 80%, close to 90% mm-hmm. for cruise. And that's because anybody who does a cruise, for the most part, 9 out of 10 people love it and book another one. And it's down to everything that everybody said around the hassle-free, seeing different destinations. The level of service that you're going to get on a ship is like nothing else in any other hotel. It is exceptional. The cruise lines invest about $1 billion per ship in terms of their new ships. It's not an absolutely massive industry. There's only about 300 cruise ships sailing in the world. Mm. So it's not a massive market as such. But in terms of the consumers who enjoy it, it is that multi-generational piece, and it is every single age group. New brands coming on board every few years. But the cruise lines have got the product right. They really have created a market where there is something for everybody. And it's all about, for us as travel agents, finding, what you want, what you're looking for, and then fitting you to that market. And then you're going to see those level of repeat bookings. But because other markets are much more enthused by the cruise product, Ireland is still under indexing in cruise. We're still behind the curve in where we
and
go.
Why is that?
I think
what about the ports and stuff like that? Can you actually go from here? Do you have to fly someplace else?
You're far from Ireland. It's almost impossible to get on a cruise ship in Ireland. And let's face it, why would you bother? You can fly 2 hours to Barcelona, Rome, Athens. You're in good weather right away and get on a ship there. Much more choice, much better itineraries. And nice weather.
Mm.
So I think there's some preconceived negative ideas. And I would say to people, go in and talk to your travel agent. Pick up the phone, talk to your travel agent. And they will enthuse about what it is and find out what your concerns are and then address those concerns.
Mary, where else are Irish people going in 2025? What's big now for you this year?
I just wanted to, there are one or two cruise ships going out of Dublin, by the way. Oceania's going out of Dublin. And then Southampton is a very good port if someone doesn't want to travel. But we want to get
Where would you fly to?
Into Southampton.
Okay, yeah.
So Aer Lingus have a direct flight into Southampton, so it's a short flight. But most people want to get off the island of Ireland, and Barcelona's a lovely place to start because it's nice and sunny. Look, the trends we are seeing are cruises is huge, right? A big demand, and it's cruise and stay. So we have a huge amount of interest in Orlando and cruise. We have Epic Universal opening in May the 22nd, a new theme park and Universal. Huge excitement around that. So Cape Canaveral is only an hour and a half from Orlando. So somebody can go to Orlando, then hop on a lovely 7-night Caribbean cruise. They also have, if they wanted to do Orlando and Miami is a huge, big place that is up massive interest. It's quite expensive, but it's lovely to see, and it's very hip hop, and they have loads of Michelin star restaurants and loads of top end hotels. But you can get a train service from Orlando down to Miami, and then maybe do a cruise as well from Miami. Spend two nights. I wouldn't say spend a week in Miami because it's quite expensive. Then Aer Lingus are flying direct to Las Vegas. I was very lucky. I went there a couple of weeks
ago. Haven't been there either.
Oh my God! If you go there,
I've been nowhere actually.
It is amazing. So that's a direct flight, and that's a wonderful service. And then you have, so Aer Lingus are flying direct to Orlando. Now, we represent all airlines, so there's a great choice of airlines. So so the States is 500,000 people going to the States this year. We're up 6% on last year, still in huge demand. People have a great affiliation with America. They just love it. And the weather is lovely when they go down to Orlando.
Martin, just final quick word on this. I'm sorry, yeah. We could have done the whole programme actually talking about cruises, I think. Yeah. Quick word, the industry though is bright for 2025, and you know, that connectivity, the stress-free experience with the local travel agent.
Like, Ireland is so well connected, and Mary mentioned it there. The increase of options of flights to go to the States is fantastic, and there's pre-clearance in Ireland. The services from Ireland directly to Europe, like take Spain, it's not just Malaga and the south of Spain. You have the north of Spain, the east of Spain, the west of Spain. You have Porto, you have Lisbon. There's so much, like throughout Europe, you have Puglia flights, you know, two airports in Puglia being served directly from Dublin. There's huge choice.
Guys, the connectivity issue is one that we did want to touch on today, but I'm sorry, time is upon us. My thanks to Paul Hackett of Click & Go, Vice President of the Irish Travel Agents Association, Mary McKenna, Managing Director of Tour America, Martin Skelly, Managing Director of Navin Travel. I did want to talk to you longer, but regrettably we have to finish there. Thanks to all of you for coming in today. We should have mentioned before that the Holiday World Show Dublin 2025 is on in the RDS Simmons Court, Ballsbridge, Dublin 4, on the 24th to the 26th of January, if you want to hear or learn or see more about what is on offer for the travel sector in 2025.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.